remember being a little kid, and my parents had some friends that had a National Geographic contract. They had a big university contract back in Belize when nobody was down there, and they were. It was a dirt runway at Ambergris Key. That's a huge tourist spot now. I was there about a decade ago. You know, big hotels, professional airport, everything. And we were staying. We went down there. My parents went down there a lot, but I went down there three times, and we'd stay like a week and a half in the summer. They'd go out. They were studying grouper and other fish. We were scuba diving, spear fishing, everything. But it was magic. Like Swiss Family Robinson, no electricity. And I remember we marched one day like 3 hours into the jungle to go see some pyramids, old pyramids. And we got into this type of ivy that's way worse than poison ivy. And when it flared up that night, they just called one of the natives over named Yuck. His name was Yuck. And he had a bag of leaves that was another plant that you would rub on it, and it just made it completely go away. Huge, you know, red spots, way worse than poison ivy, just in a few hours. It's the same thing. God gives us things in nature that counter what the globalists are doing. I think that's the best way, Matt Hazen, in closing, and Jesse Beltran, to describe this, is what you guys have done, this particular formula that everybody needs to get, even if you've not been exposed to nanotech, even if this isn't going on with you, which most people haven't now. It's in the food, the water, the air, you know, the electrochemical stuff, the chemtrails, the aluminum dioxide, the nanotech. Everybody needs to do this as a detox, period, with all the chemicals in the food and water. Is that an accurate statement, Matt Hazen and Jesse Beltran?
Absolutely. I would totally agree with that, Alex. And the good thing about with Masterpiece is for around a dollar a day, you're getting all of the toxins. Zeolite, especially when it's down to this small of a size and carrying in the minerals, it's going to the deepest part of your body. And so people that take 10 drops a day of Masterpiece can all expect that their dream vividness, their dream lucidity, those things, that's your pineal gland, which is responsible for your serotonin, which is going to be your childlike joy that you're going to be feeling across the board. Basically, anybody taking Masterpiece goes through huge bouts of like, wow, I just haven't felt this good for a while. And it's your body screaming, keep going, you're depoisoning me. And so our dream state, the REM sleep, the deepness of sleep, our connectivity, the clarity of your mind to be able to critically think, because guys, they're trying to turn us into cyborgs, and that same stuff, that graphene oxide, those semiconductive paramagnetic materials that go into any type of computer that they're trying to put in you and is in you and is testable and measurable. Guess what? Around a dollar a day, you're going to get it out, testably proven. It's far faster than it's coming back in. So they don't have you connected to their Internet of Things and to their wide body area network. They've spent trillions of dollars to try to get you against your personal sovereignty and autonomy to be connected into a system that one day they're just going to turn on. And then 500 million of us will be lost to a zombie apocalypse. And I'm telling you, Masterpiece right now, in the highest levels, we have beta tested it. We stress tested it. We've never run from a clinical study. We've always videoed it. This is a formula meant for all to save humanity. This is a formula that has nothing to do with companies trying to make money and sell snake oil. This is so that my kids' kids, and all of your kids' kids can be able to hold up against this tyranny of these psychopaths that want to bring in this dystopian world that they have been talking about.
That's right. It reminds me of the Kingsman Order Number 66, all of that. We'll talk to you soon. Get masterpiece.com, 10% off using that URL. Use it right now. And it funds everything, and it's so good for you. 360 win. Closing comment, Jesse Beltran.
No, the bottom line is Matthew and his team, and I was a skeptic, were able to prove that the Zeolite Z does work. Never before in 20 years have I seen the type of reduction in the type of silicon harmonics that we were testing for, both at baseline and 60 days later. And for the first time ever in 20 years, we started to see locations that would come up positive disappear. I've never seen that done. Alex, as always, thank you for the opportunity to come on your show. I have to hop off real quick because I got to get on another show. But I look forward to seeing you when I'm back out there in Austin.
Let's try to set it up week after next. How's that sound?
Okay, we'll make it happen.
Fantastic. Okay. Love you guys. Thank you so much. All right, Gerald Morgan coming up. Stay with us.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and issues of no significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you. When they lay out this buffet of lies, I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So multiple times he said all of Lebanon must burn. You talking about killing more innocent civilians? I'm just making sure that I'm completely understanding. You're talking about killing Christians as well? I have a particular problem with that on top of the fact that there are a bunch of innocent civilians that you're talking about. All of Lebanon. So for every tier of an Israeli woman, they need to have 1,000 Lebanese women. Is that a proportional response to what's going on over there? You really think that's going to, like, ratcheting up the body count is going to win you what you're looking for? If you're looking to make sure the security of your citizens, the lives of the people within your borders are made better and secured and able to exist at all, you probably don't want to piss off the rest of the world and push them past kind of the final straw. I don't know what leg you think you have to stand on to speak like that, especially right now when the United States of America has, right or wrong, supported you in almost every way possible for many, many, many decades. In fact, the only reason that you exist in the first place, as Donald Trump rightly said, is because of the United States of America, period, full stop. You would not be a country without us. And that's great. You don't have a right to exist, Israel. Neither does the United States. It's yours if you can keep it. Okay? It's yours if you can keep it. And what you have done as a strategy for decades and decades and decades is made sure that because you can't keep it yourself, that you had enough friends that could help you keep it. And you're about to lose them. You're about to run out of people willing to help you because, and I want you to hear this, you look like murderous animals when you speak like that. And I don't want to hear, like, well, they stuff this stuff at us too. Yeah, I understand that. That's why proportional response is a thing. That's why defending your borders is a thing. Burn all of Lebanon? Let's just play this forward. Let's say that you absorb all of Lebanon into Israel. Who's next?
Yeah, Turkey.
Syria? And say you absorb all of Syria. Who's next? You think your opposition is going to go away just because you happen to swat a problem over here? You think they're all going to just call it a day and go home? You need to learn that this is a tough world to live in with that kind of an attitude and no friends. And you're about to find out very quickly that you're running out of patience from the American people and certainly from the world. I doubt that they're still on your side at all. And people like me that think it's a good thing that Israel exists, but that it has a lot of problems, we're going to be put in a position where we go, yeah, I get it. I understand why. With stuff like that, when we're trying to negotiate peace, doesn't seem like you want peace. Doesn't seem like if Netanyahu goes through with that, that he wants his term to end because he's really afraid of what happens when the legal system gets a hold of his ass. You're about to find out what the world looks like without friends. And I pray that that is not the sentiment of leadership in Israel. and that sane people will stand up and condemn you for the murderous, callous coward that you are.
He's talking about the head of national security and over their intelligence agencies, Ben Gavir, in Israel. All right. It's so important because I've known Gerald for a long time. We're good friends. He's a great producer, great co-host with Steven Crowder. And they just do such due diligence and research. They break so many original huge stories and investigations right up there with the great folks at OMG Media, James O'Keefe. But they do funny pieces, serious pieces. I mean, they're just so prolific up in Dallas. And I am not anti-Israel. I am certainly understand that Islam is a cancer and the Quran is a battle plan to take over. I went to a lot of Sunday schools, so I know when somebody knows what they're talking about. Gerald also is quite the theologian. And so I really respect him. And you have the Red-Green Alliance that says kill all the Jews, and they secretly have tails that they hide, fork tails. You have kind of the Mondami crowd globally, allied with the left. And then you've got, you know, people that are just don't care about Israel and are sick of it. And then you've got people that are Christian Zionists, just think you've got to do anything Israel's leadership say or you're going to hell. Then you've got all the Nazis that just are obsessed with Israel all day. Then you've got a lot of Jews and people, you know, that are more liberal and are actually Israel haters or, you know, want a two-state solution. But it comes down to, are you for the Muslims or for the Jews? Well, Israel's not going anywhere. They got nuclear weapons. I don't want to destroy Israel. I also don't want them to create refugees that come here. And I don't want to see exterminate little kids just because you're getting Hamas and Hezbollah and now blowing up all these Christian areas of Lebanon. And then in Israel saying, no, it's about greater Israel. We can't sign on to that. We certainly can't backstop it with our military and our money. And it's just immoral. So I've been criticized a lot over the years because I'm exposing the globalists, and a big piece of the group doing that makes it all about Jews as, oh, I work for Israel and all this other crap, which is ridiculous. I've been attacked a lot by those lobbies because they don't want nationalists, you know, some of those lobbies. But when Gerald, who I would call I don't think he would call himself this, but let's just say you put him in that basket, at least at some level, is a highbrow, at least in the past, Christian Zionist, and that he's a Christian that supports Israel's existence. But when Israel goes so mad dog and is so destructive of its own existence by its behavior, now Israel admits they're an existential threat, no matter how much money, hundreds of millions a month they spend in propaganda, it's not working. And they keep doubling down, and they drug us into this war. They admit they did, and now they're saying Trump is bullying Israel by not letting them run our policy, and they're coming into the defense bill to try to merge with us. It's a problem, and Israel has made itself front and center. So that's quite the intro to Gerald, and he sent other topics to get into as well. But when you've got Gerald Morgan coming out and saying, I can't sign on to this, you better stop, you're destroying yourself and doing immoral things, I won't be part of it. Within the groups that support Israel, you've got people that are doing it just because they're getting money, people because their preacher told them to, and they mean well, Christian Zionists that aren't highly informed, because by now they'd be getting off the train until it corrects, at least. And then you've got just some of the hardcore Zionists that are manipulating Christians and Jews in general for more power and control, because Netanyahu knows he's facing prison. But what I've said is you're going to find out who's a real American patriot the last few months. For some of the pro-Israel folks that are going to have to come out against Israel because what they're doing is wrong, just because the Muslims are out of control and bad doesn't mean you get to act like them. You don't get to become Satan to fight Satan. That's unjustifies the means. And you stare too long in the abyss, you become the abyss. Dance the devil, you become the devil. And so you see Gerald Morgan coming out when he did his critique, and I've seen some others. They are the most well-thought-out, eloquent, truthful, poignant, versus some Nazi going, Heil Hitler, and, you know, all of that, as if just because Israel's doing something bad now, that's good. Like, you're with the Muslims, or you're with Hitler, or you're with the Jews, when it's all so complex. No, I'm with America, and Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington, and the West, and Christianity, and real open free society. So, Gerald, there's my large intro. You are at G Morgan Jr., Big G Morgan Jr. on X. Everybody should follow you there. You do a superlative job of one of my favorite shows out there. Steven Crowder's great 5-day-a-week morning program and all the other work you do. We salute you. So I want to spend a little bit of time on this, then move into the midterms, Larger issues. Trump now. What are all the cat turds? People know who that is, who aren't on X. I mean, guy. The quintessential, whatever the administration says, even if it's wrong, he goes with it. We're all traitors. Now, Trump sounds just like you and I and is saying this is out of control. You wouldn't be there if it wasn't for us. So. When Trump was calling me low IQ and fried, Well, now he sounds just like me. So do we get a "see, we told you so"? And it wasn't just your bold comments 2 weeks ago. You've been getting more and more bold, as I have the last year, saying, hey, course correct. Hey, this isn't good for anybody. So Gerald, I just want to commend you for your work. And I think you've done the best job of anybody summing up the problem in Israel. So thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely, Alex. Well, I appreciate it. And I think really the through line is not a gotcha moment or we told you so or anything like that with President Trump, is that we've been trying to call balls and strikes from the very beginning. From the very beginning,
Bingo.
We've just been trying to say, here's something that is either good for the American people or not good for the American people. And there have been a lot of narratives that have been spinning up out there that don't call balls and strikes. And so I've literally, in the same day, Alex, I kid you not, and I'm sure you've dealt with this too, I've been called a Nazi sympathizer. And I've also been called a shill for Israel. And of course, I should cash my check for $7,000, depending on what the post is. It doesn't seem to matter to most people what the truth is, what the actual evidence points to. You either get vilified for holding this position by one group or another group. And that's the same kind of thing that we've been dealing with as conservatives, as you know, people who would ostensibly be in the Republican voting bloc, at least. We would vote for Republicans over Democrats in the elections.
Obviously.
With racism. It's the same thing. They just throw racism out as a term. It's like, well, now I have to shut up about some of the issues that I see that define our culture. Well, I'm not going to do that. And we've
exactly
known that we're not going to do that for a long time.
The Jewish lobby is not one conglomerate, but it's getting a conglomerate. They are using leftist Black Lives Matter tactics now against the Republican base, and it's backfired.
Yeah, it absolutely has. There has not been a more divisive issue, though, in my opinion. And maybe you could make the case for the Epstein files. Than Israel in the Republican Party. It doesn't really seem to be doing a whole lot to the Democrats. There are some fractures that have started with that, kind of the pro-Palestine kind of element of the Democrat Party and some of the people who don't really want to care about that because they're paid by AIPAC too, which we all agree is a really bad idea. AIPAC should either have to register under FAR or just completely be gone away with here in the United States. We should not have any foreign interest interfering in the politics of the United States across the board, whether that's Israel, Qatar, China, anybody else. But they've fallen kind of into that same trap that the Democrats wanted us to fall into. They wanted us to fight each other. They wanted us to make sure that we weren't focused on the agenda of this administration because we were so pissed off at one another and fighting one another over whether Israel was leading the dance or if Donald Trump is leading the dance.
And I totally agree.
And
Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro convinced Trump in the last 6 months to attack his base. Major mistake by Trump. Now he understands that.
Yeah, I think he lashed out. Listen, Donald Trump is one of those guys that it's either the very best thing on the planet or it doesn't exist. It's the very worst thing. There is no middle. He'd see ketchup and be like, that's the best ketchup ever. It's just a packet you got from McDonald's, okay? But he's been that guy since day one. He's always been the salesman. And so when people come out and attack him and attack his position, and listen, you got to put yourself in Donald Trump's shoes. Back whenever he decided to go and bomb the nuclear facilities last year, last summer, around this time, getting pretty close to it, I think, or right around it. When he decided to do that, before he even did it, people were saying he was a traitor. People were saying that he should be 25th before he just went and bombed the nuclear facilities. So you got to understand.
No, and
mind,
I was in studio with you.
Him for all of it.
And, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're right. I was in studio with you and his team at the time, and I said, I respect you. You know, Gerald Morgan, I understand your view. I said, I believe it will lead into a larger war. That's what Israel wants. It was just limited to this. I agree with it. And I wish the Middles would go away. So.
Yeah.
But I've, and you made the point that was a good point. My issue is that clearly coming out, I didn't take the bait when Trump called me low IQ and all the rest of it. And I said, right. I still think he's overall good. All I said was when he said this civilization will end forever, never to return, it'll be a giant glowing, the whole country, a giant glowing crater was another comment. I said, if you really are going to nuke them, you need to be 25th Amendment. And if he was going to do that, he backed off of that. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I think you're 100% correct. And Alex, that's some of the criticism that I've gotten from people like, well, when Donald Trump says this, it's okay. But whenever Ben-Gavir says this, it's all of a sudden a problem. I'm like, no, listen, if I thought Donald Trump for 1 second was serious, I would have had a huge problem with it. I didn't think for 1 second that Donald Trump was serious. He doesn't have a history of doing that to people. Israel does have a recent history of doing that in Gaza. Okay.
He's
not currently engaged in a conflict where they're taking land with ground troops. Israel is currently engaged in a conflict where they're taking land with ground troops in Lebanon. I took them much more at their word because I'm like, wait a minute, they've done it before. They're currently engaged in a way that would make sense from this weird kind of sadistic worldview, not mine, but there to do it.
And, and all their talking points, all their surrogates are saying, let's use nukes.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. Look, Israel, Israel is in a really tough position. Whether you like the idea of Jewish people having a homeland or not, I'm not a Zionist, just to be very clear. I've never been a Zionist, really. I've never thought that I had to support Israel or the nation state of Israel for the second coming of Christ to occur. And any Christian that holds that worldview, I would say, listen, you've been misled. We're at the very most, we are just observers in this process. Israel does have an interesting role in kind of end times prophecy. But outside of that, we're not supposed to make anything happen. I think people got that wrong.
And I think you've been clear about that. I wasn't trying to put you in that basket. I was saying someone that you could call a Christian Zionist, because if you support Israel existing, they'll call you that. And
exactly.
I said, you're historical, more intellectual. I'm saying you better watch out when Gerald Morgan says you got a problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you, Alex. I don't think you were trying to lump me into that category. I know some people have, but I want people to understand, like, I understand that Israel has a problem. They've got people on their border that want to destroy them, period. And it's not going away. Like I said, when I said, you can't just take land and that be the way out of this. Like, you've got to find a way to have peace with people around you. And we're in the middle of a peace agreement. And there has been enough evidence to show that Israel doesn't want peace to make me go, this is just one more of those things that they're doing. And it is in the best interest of the United States right now for this not to go any further, because the only any further this would go is ground troops. That's it. That's all that's left on the table for us. You can't even nuke your way out of this, really, Alex, unless you're going to nuke Tehran. And then what do you think you've done? You've basically created an entire nation outside of the nuked zone that now hates America more than ever, plus everybody else in the world that would condemn us for it and hate us and want to take us out for doing something like that. So you can't even do that. It's ground troops. It's tens of thousands of casualties. And Israel can't do it themselves. And so you see Israel not wanting peace, doing more in Lebanon outside of what we just agreed to with Iran. And it really pisses me off, because I'm like, that's American lives that you're putting on the line. I get you're in a tough spot. It doesn't mean that you can put tens of thousands of casualties on the table when it's not your guys. That's not your job.
I totally agree. And what do you make of Levin coming out? What do you make of Levin coming out last weekend and others saying, you Republicans, you don't bully us. And then all the newspapers and Miriam Adelson saying Trump stabbed us in the back. You got us into a war. The Pentagon said they probably wouldn't fall. They closed the strait. It's killing the economy. We'd have to have hundreds of thousands of ground troops. It's way worse than Iraq and Afghanistan combined. And as Trump said, we don't have the stomach for that. I certainly not. A new Vietnam on steroids. And then they're pissed that we're not going to just run off the edge of a cliff.
Mark Levin, I've got a one-way ticket to Israel for you. It seems that your interests are best served there. Maybe you should check it out. I'm tired of people like Mark Levin, and I'm tired of people like Ben Shapiro, and I'm tired of people that just constantly shill for Israel. There's a difference between shilling for Israel and dealing with the facts, dealing with evidence on both sides, no matter which side you come down on. They don't seem to do that. They just seem to push for more. And Lizzie Graham, by the way, at the same time with that, talking about a deal and saying like, oh, it'd be interesting for me to see that deal. Congress obviously has to approve anything. It's like, who cares about you, Lindsey? I've never met in nature a Lindsey Graham fan, anybody that actually likes that guy. I'm ready for us to just go, yeah, these people don't matter anymore. We don't listen to these people anymore. They're not a part of our movement anymore, because you wouldn't be calling for a ground invasion in Iran if you're only thinking about America's interest.
And Gerald,
if you're putting Israel's interest in there, then okay, I see where you are, but there's a country for that and you can go live there. I'm sure they'd take you in.
And this war has been going for 120 days. All my predictions have come true because I was going off the Pentagon's own assessment. And when you pull back from this, Israel admits the world's turning against them. Nothing's working. So they say, spend more money on propaganda, increase our own weapons, do all of this. That's the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing and you're going to get a different response. You're really good at walking through all the different pieces. You've done it on the show I've watched. What do you think's going on with Israel? And why are they on basically a suicide mission? Why are they doing something so reckless? Well, what's going on?
Oh, Alex, I mean, you've dealt with something, I think, similar to this, what's going on over there. When you get attacked, one of the things that you do is you just kind of put your head down and do your work, right? Whenever they start coming after you, like, you understand that, okay, I'm going to get flack from people. I can't listen to every single comment or take it all to heart. I think they've had that on steroids right now, and I don't think that they've had anybody really call them out and check them in a way that matters. And really, it falls to the United States to be able to do that. And President Trump has started doing that in ways that really we haven't done for a very long time. We have historically checked Israel when they've done stuff in the past. There's definitely examples.
But I've never seen a U.S. president say what he said. He's lost a lot of faith and respect in the war hawk.
Right.
And you've got Vance saying, you better watch it. We're your only friend. You better be thanking us.
They don't know what they're doing. Like they, you know, when Vance comes out and says what he says, that's big, right? But when Donald Trump, when you get the Maggie Haberman article that's been quoted by a lot of people, sometimes inaccurately, Donald Trump was basically like, yep, we can take out the Ayatollah. We can make it to where they can't have force projection in the region, which includes the nuclear weapon issue, but also their Navy and some other stuff. But a popular uprising and, a regime change war, that's farcical. That's literally what his advisors that were in the room when Netanyahu was making the case on those 4 points. That's what Donald Trump said at the very beginning.
And he admitted to Axios 2 weeks ago, he said they can keep the strait closed forever with their artillery and missiles right there. So he admitted that and now he wants to end the war to go back to the strait being open. Well, that's where we were before Israel drug us in on February 28th.
It is, but here's the thing. I don't fully believe that Israel drug us into that war. I think there's some evidence on the other side that we would have to deal with, but I understand why people do, and you can definitely make the case, right? So it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I'll tell you why I think that here in just a minute. But I don't want them to go back into a JCPOA type of deal. As many people like Dave Smith and all those guys who have talked about that deal, they're very smart people, and I think that he's well-meaning. But I don't like the idea that that was the gold standard of the deal. They didn't let us inspect all of these places. I think we had to give them something like 20 some odd days of advance notice before we were coming there. We couldn't make sure that we could actually inspect this regime, and it had sunset provisions, and we were just giving them money in the process. So I think what people need to realize is that we tried that before with North Korea, and where did that end up getting us? They just bought time, ended up with a nuclear weapon. Now we can't touch them, really, no matter what they do, for fear that they were just going to nuke South Korea.
Gerald, I 100% agree with you. And then when I would say this for years, people would say, oh, you're agreeing with Netanyahu, you're a traitor. I just call balls and strikes.
No.
From my sources at CENTCOM over 15 years ago, and now Iran admits it, they could put together the bombs for years. They just don't have the good delivery systems. Now they're getting the delivery systems or have them. And so that's why Israel's hysterical. Here's the problem. Pakistan says they'll nuke Iran if anybody will nuke Israel and the U.S. if anybody nukes Iran. And then in the Pentagon war games, it's just too dangerous. I think they're already to a North Korea point of we can't move against them because they have the bomb.
Maybe we are, but we are in a position now that we've actually done something that lets us negotiate from a position of strength. And you may say, well, like, oh, they're closing the strait and they're hurting the economy. Yeah, they're going to kill themselves before they kill us. That hurts them, too.
No, I
massively.
Agree.
The United States has a lot of fallback positions. They're not all great. They don't come without pain. None of the progress that we have made as a country when dealing with global threats has ever come without pain. This idea that we could do that and just continue to have everything go up and to the right and our portfolios continue to grow and not have inflation and not have difficulty is just beyond me. I don't want it as much as possible, especially not if it's self-inflicted.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Israel wasn't grabbing Lebanon and selling greater Israel, and now we're going to attack Turkey and Egypt next, and they weren't on TV saying we want to kill everyone, genocide, Amalek, then you could say, okay, it's just about Iran. But instead, Israel's running around wild-eyed saying we rule the world.
I think they're living off our credit card. and we're pretty much, as American citizens, we're tired of paying the bill. This is a very serious conversation that needs to happen. I think President Trump is probably best positioned of anybody that I have ever seen in my lifetime to have this kind of a reset. And that's the thing that everybody needs to take from this. There is a reset possible here that is not a generational reset. It is a multi-generational reset possibility. We've never had anything like this. I think now's the time. Don't kill the idea of President Trump and what he's accomplished in the process of trying to do that.
All right. We'll come back and tell you how to find Gerald Morgan. We got other topics we're going to hit as well. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. It's Friday. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 billion people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect on the globalist do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and to take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at the alexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the info war on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this, and ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon, and then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Since Elon Musk posted it yesterday morning,
waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Citizen Vigilante, a B-movie. It's pretty good. It's not the worst movie ever made. For challenging political correctness and narrative lies, it's an A+. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got, as when I checked this morning, a 92% rating of fans and like a 5% rating of the Hollywood scum. There it is, 14.6 million views. It's just gonna be up there for a few more days, and it's based in reality. Upwards 80-90% of the rapes, the murders in Europe, in the UK, are the Islamists, are the invaders. And but it's always, you know, like in Joker movie, it's white stock traders are going around killing people on trains. And the Joker's the hero and kills the evil white men. And this idea there's an epidemic of white people committing crime. And then now Germany's trying to ban it, restricting it. It's totally blown up in their face. So I was asking Gerald in the break, I said, what do you want to hit next? And he said, I want to talk about how the climate's totally changed, the political correctness, its spell's broken. And I was about to say, ooh, Megyn Kelly, who used to be one of them, you know, she just, I'm not putting her down, but clearly goes with the wind. And here she is. And then you got a Ben Shapiro, who obviously Crowder's exposed before anybody did. And, oh, he was just, you know, mad. And, no, he was right that they wanted to control him. And he said, hell no. And now look how they've imploded. I mean, it just shows people aren't buying inauthentic stuff anymore. And then I said to Gerald, my concern is, and my call for censorship, is the edgelording by other people, not Kelly, that are literally Heil Hitler, F-U-N words, all this stuff. They have a right to say it. But that's playing in the divide and conquer of all that's going on. So give us your take on this, and I'll play the Megyn Kelly, because you read my mind. I was about to say this to you when you said it.
Listen, my take on what Megyn Kelly is saying, and she was responding to the Supreme Court decision that allowed, you know, the word temporary to actually mean temporary, and that temporary protected status could be revoked, and telling people, like, get out of our country. If you don't want to become an American citizen, you don't want to become American, then get out. And my response is, like, listen, if you are critical of what she's saying there, you need to pay attention. This will only get worse if you keep going down this road. When people come to this country and have no desire to assimilate into becoming American and have no idea what it means to even become American.
And they're brainwashed by the left. And they're brainwashed by the left to hate America and white people.
Totally. All the time, right? You see this with the World Cup, right? I don't want to make any enemies of people who think soccer is gay. It's probably gay. I understand that. But there's some things about the World Cup, especially when America's playing better than they should, that's fantastic. But when they're flying the Mexican flag, cheering for the Mexican team, but they are third generation American and their great, great, great grandparents maybe happen to come from Mexico, I'm like, where's the American flag in that? There has to be loyalty to America above all else, and understand that America is better than wherever you came from. Literally, wherever you came from, it's better. Fly only the American flag. Adopt American history and founding fathers as your history and founding fathers. Speak English. Learn and participate in our customs. Raise the next generation as only American, not hyphenated anything, just American.
And it's very
no
easy.
Ethnic enclaves.
I totally agree. It's so easy to blame all these invaders, and many of them are economic refugees from the lockdown. Some are good, some are bad. But it is the universities, it is the corporate media, it is Hollywood that has created this anti-American narrative. The NFL, take a knee during it, you know, the Black National Anthem. At the end of the day, that's who I really blame.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a culture of whatever. We don't want to be patriotic anymore. We don't really care about the United States. Spend 5 minutes in your country of choice, and then you will probably appreciate America like you never have in your life, right? You need to understand that what you have here, if you've never traveled outside of this country, what you have here is unique in human history. There's not any other place on the planet throughout history that has ever been as good as it is here, even though there are problems. But here's the thing that we've done, Alex. We've kind of cowered. We kind of backed into a corner and we said, hey, listen, I'm really sorry. We didn't mean to offend anybody by this. And when I said pro-America, like, I didn't mean like not a, you fly the other flag all you want. Don't speak our language. Buy up all the homes in a community and have all the ethnic restaurants and pretty much a no-go zone here. That's totally fine. I'm sorry. This is our country. We founded this country. We made it the greatest country in the history of the world. You want to come be a part of it? Fantastic. There's a process. There's also a draft pick process through this.
Yeah,
that we want the best and brightest and everybody else. I understand the economy's bad in your country. Go make it better. Guess what?
Don't come to conquer us.
Don't come to conquer or take from us. And if you do those things, then guess what? You're going to find me with an American flag to give you to fly at your house and arms wide open and say, hey, welcome to this country. Let's go make it better. But if you come here to take from us, to just use our society to crap on our country
at
every single chance that you have, you can go back home. That is not a controversial policy at all. And right
that's
now,
right.
That's
and you
that
agree,
Megyn
though,
Kelly was voicing.
The spell is broken. I want to get your take on that in a moment. But here's Megyn Kelly.
And look, this has been going on for over a dozen years. Go home. Get out. We know our country's better than yours. That's because we filled it with our work ethic and our culture and our values. You being here only dilutes it for us, those who built it and live it. And half of you people, more than half, you won't assimilate. We don't want you. We don't care if you're offended. Get out. I'm thinking about our friends in Ohio who've been dealing with these TPS Haitians for years now, who are drunk driving all over their towns and killing people. This is the whole cats and dogs thing. Like, they don't want to live like Americans live. And this was supposed to be temporary help. And it's turned into another backdoor way of allowing someone permanent residency here And they take advantage of all of our public services. And
so here's the bottom line. The Democrats are bringing in a new voting bloc. They're already getting the apportionment for new blue seats. They admit that. And I think what you were saying, you were agreeing with me, that the tide has not just shifted. The Overton window has moved massively towards Americans, period, but white people saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not being intimidated. I'm getting territorial. I have survival instinct, and I'm done. And so as wild as some of it goes too far in some cases for me even, I think it's healthy that it's an over-adjustment because that shows that people are really pissed.
Yeah, and I think that the response that I had was two people responding to Megyn Kelly. They were saying, oh, this is racist. This is vile. I can't believe that we have people like her talking about this, like telling people to go home. And I'm like, why not? Why not? It's okay to have the conversation and say that, like, this is my house and I have a right to determine who gets to come into my house and stay in my house and eat my food. Like, all of this stuff should apply to our country as well. And the fact that you don't think that applies is mind-boggling. Even if it was neutral, I have those rights, but it's certainly not neutral of these groups that don't have any desire to assimilate.
Did you see the videos? I see a bunch out of England, but now I see them in New York where there'll be a white guy in a cab or an Uber, and the Muslim turns around and says, we run the police, we run this place, do you have a license to be here? We're taking over. They're everywhere saying we're taking over, and this red-green alliance and Mondami, the kingmaker, and they admit, no, we're communists, not just Democrat socialists, and we're taking over. I mean, the Democratic Party has, as bad as I get mad at Republicans, people saying, oh, just take your ball and go home. No, that's not the case. The Republicans are still night and day compared to these people.
Yeah, and don't empower the Democrat Party. That's some of the problems that I've had with comments like I'm voting Democrat, even in the midterms, to try to have something better come out of it. I understand the mentality, and I've talked through that. We talked with Nick Fuentes about that. And other people have made comments like that I can't vote Republican anymore. I'm like, okay, well, what is your alternative? They want to end life in the womb, period. Millions and millions and millions of people. Do we need to talk about other issues? Okay, we can. Right now in this country, Alex, we have to fight communists again. We have socialists not just saying I have socialist policies, but they're DSA candidates in New York
everywhere
after Mamdani. And we had undercover footage of their campaign saying we've got candidates ready to go across the country if Zoran wins. Guess what? He won. Do you think that we are really going to be thinking about, well, you know, the Jewish question, that's a really big deal. But let's say that we get AIPAC taken care of. We get some of the influence taken care of. We extricate ourselves from this war. Can we please go back to focusing
on
making sure
we've got to deal with AIPAC. We've got to deal with AIPAC. But we also have to deal with the Chi-Coms, the left, the globalists, all the major issues. And look, I studied McCarthy. He was dead on. The communist threat in America is, I think, 10 times worse than it was back then because it's bigger, it's more organized, it's got big money behind it, it's great monopolies, it's got China behind it, and it's making its move, and it's got a bunch of young people that literally think they can get free stuff and believe all this crap. Now, shifting gears into the overall racial issue, people that don't know, Gerald Morgan knows this. In the 50s and 60s, the communists could not get black people to be communists, so they created liberation theology and made it about a class warfare against whites. They still didn't get most of them, but they got some. Black Lives Matter, all that Soros. But you have cases here. We just saw this with the Carmelo Anthony and all of that, where you have Mercury Aliza Thomas issued flagrant foul, suspended for one game for hitting Caitlin Clark in the throat, knocks her down, hits her in the throat. We have slow motion of that. We can show right now. And then the corporate media spun all of this and said, Caitlin Clark is just taking some time off because she hurt her back. They're not even telling people what happened. Look at NBC News. Caitlin Clark leaves fever loss with a back injury, doesn't return up to third quarter scare. Doesn't even tell you this is AP actually, NBC runs it. Doesn't even tell you what went on. It's like when a Muslim runs over a bunch of people with a car and they say, oh, a truck attacked people today. It is the same crap. And this is and it's literally a lesbian mafia. They admit, ESPN reporters admit this, that run the women's NBA, and they hate her because she's non-political and white. This is the crazed level of brainwashing that's happened. How do we deprogram these people? Not forcibly, like Hillary wants to send white males to camps, but how do you reach out to people like this?
Let me just address Caitlin Clark really quickly. It's not just all the things you said, though. You're absolutely right. It's that she's white and kicking their ass. And that nobody, and I mean that literally, nobody would care about the WNBA if it were not for the amazingly talented white girl that went into a predominantly black sport and kicked their ass. I think it's just a little bit of frustration right now that she's getting all that shine. listen, we have a culture problem here in this country right now that we need to be dealing with. We need to be having more conversations like you and I experienced this in the 90s. My experience, I lived in a white minority area. Like, I had all kinds of Hispanics and blacks and Asians around. I had to learn how to deal with it. We had conversations about all of this all the time. Racism didn't even seem to be a thing in the mid to late 90s when I was growing up. Like, it did. We seem to be past that. We have to get back to that. It's not about your race. It's not about black being superior. It's not about white being superior. It's not about any of those things. Can we just live as Americans and be friendly towards one another, neighborly towards one another, and understand that there are elements of black culture that absolutely should be stamped out, like fatherlessness, like jumping in, like Steven said the other day when he was talking to people, why do black people always fight in packs? We got to get rid of the kind of culture where it's like Carmelo Anthony was better stabbing a white kid at a track meet than getting punked. That was the better thing. Yeah, Carmelo won by getting a 35-year sentence. That kind of mentality has to be completely pushed out of our culture. And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take work in the black community from the black community itself. And it's going to take some honest conversations. And it, you know what, all it probably takes a lot of the handouts going away. A lot of the,
I agree. We'll just support, I agree. The, well, it's the incredible, you want to live, it's the incredible entitlement and all these fake history shows and movies where the whites are secretly white supremacist killing blacks in mass and machete kills, right, and, you know, all this. And statistically, it's not true. But so many black people I know are beautiful and wonderful and smart and hardworking and great. Yeah. They are horrified. And 9 out of 10 blacks that get killed, it's by, you know, this small minority of black males that are doing it. But these black males literally believe whites are hunting them. The new Black, right, Panther Party out of Houston says, go murder, kill white people. It is just insane. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, caught running the white supremacy groups, they go out and say there's an epidemic of whites attacking Asians. Doesn't even statistically exist. They just make all this up for divide and conquer, and it's laid squarely at their feet. Speaking of that, how big is it that the SPLC has been indicted? Now it's tens of millions of dollars, the KKK, Aryan Nations, all the major groups, as we always knew. I mean, they need to be under the jail for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of what we've been dealing with has been astroturfed. Like, this problem of violence, they're basically going around saying, yeah, the Democrats, they want your vote, and so they need a boogeyman, so it must be the white man is putting you down, or Asians, we want you to vote for us, it's the white man hurting you. Wait, stop Asian hate. We had to stop that campaign when we found out that it was black people attacking Asians. Okay, that doesn't really fit our narrative. It's all to get votes, and I think what we have to do, we have to have very honest conversations. We have to look at facts. We have to stop going with our vibes on these arguments. I'm trying to learn more about debate. I'm working with Andrew Wilson quite a lot on that. Obviously, Steven as a mentor as well, to try to figure out, how do we get people, not just me, not just somebody who does this like you, Alex, how do we get everyday people equipped to go in and actually look at the facts of a situation and not just get pulled off into conspiracy theories because it kind of sounds like it might be truthful, but we don't really know. That's what we really have to stop here in this country, because once we can have good conversations and look at the facts, you'll start to see where a lot of these things are coming from, like the SPLC. You'll start to see in these communities like, well, actually, that doesn't make any sense at all. They're just trying to buy your vote, or they're just trying to allow for election fraud by not passing the Save America Act. It's not disenfranchising black voters. Wait a minute, that didn't work. So it's not disenfranchising women because they can't change their name from when they got married. No, that didn't work. So we'll just pivot to just not wanting to do it. There's so many conversations that we can't even have right now because people are so swayed by vibes. We have got to get away from it.
You're absolutely right. Looking at the midterms at Trump, and this is a key point on people to really get this burned into their brains. I don't look at a topic or an issue and say, what'll be popular with the audience? What will get me brownie points in the media, corporate or independent? I say, what is right? What is the most accurate? I want to be the guy that's right. I want to be the guy that tells the truth, just like you guys. It's a very easy thing to do. If I wanted to sell out the system, I got all sorts of offers decades ago. Fox News, you know, all of it, didn't do it. I love being independent. It's fun. It makes me feel good at night. I sleep good. It's what it's all about. But when Trump went sideways with this Israel war in the months before, so it's been going on 120 days, but even the months before, I came out and said, it will fail. They won't fall. This is going to happen. 99%+ chance. And now Trump's come out, as I said earlier, and, you know, it basically agrees with, you know, what I said in the common sense. And people have to remember that I said all that because I believed it was accurate, and it was accurate. And you judge a tree by its fruits. And then now but then some people said Trump's a total traitor. Don't vote Republican. Don't engage Trump. Don't say when he's doing something good. Don't praise him when he's good. You're a traitor back on the Trump trade. No, if the Democrats get in, I'm going to put pressure on bills I don't like, or if something's good, support it, which, of course, they won't. So my point is that there's also this black pill group that doesn't engage, doesn't vote, doesn't, you know, really intellectually know a lot of this politically. They then sit around and say, if we're involved just trying to salvage certain parts and work with what we've got while we try to influence the Republicans to, you know, to get more hardcore, that we're traitors. That's just a cop out and totally mindless. Not only was I right that this war was going to fail and that it would bring Israel first versus America first to the major four, and that Israel would pull out all the stops, I also predicted we could hammer Trump, that was going to kill the economy. He could understand that, and that he would then start turning against Israel, trying to be his boss. And now we've done that. We called every bit of it, and we were engaged. I know you guys were as well. And I think people need to respect that and understand that.
Yeah. So, Alex, I think people have misunderstood a lot of the conversation around this. Pressure is good. Pressure on the establishment, pressure on the war hawks, pressure on people who are taking money from Israel and seem to have their interests as opposed to having the American people's interests at heart. Pressure on those people is good. Destruction, in a lot of cases, destruction of President Trump, that's bad, because he's done so much that's good. Alex, if I could have told you that we would stop at the wall, 99-ish percent, 90, 95% of all the people coming into this country, if I had told you that, and that's the only thing Donald Trump got done, everything else stayed pretty much the same, would you have voted for him? I think so. I think a lot of us would have, saying, hey, 15, 20 million, 10 million, whatever the number is, we can't keep doing that. That will literally destroy our country. He did it day one, and he also showed that it could be done day one. That's just one of the things that he's done in his term this time. And for some reason, we all forget that. If I could have told you, with a stroke of a pen, there's two genders, and no longer are we going to have kids worried about, our parents worried about their kids being trans and them being hidden from them in these sanctuary states where they can just go off and do this, with a stroke of a pen, we would start doing that. You'd be like, well, that's fantastic for culture. Guess what? He did that too. If I told you that the Epstein files were going to be released, though bungled crazily, wouldn't you be happy about that too? Even if it wasn't perfect and you had to push to get everything done. I just don't understand where it's got to be perfect every single time from a lot of these people. And if it's not, burn the thing down. You have no idea what you would get. You have no idea the
Well, that's what the communists and the globalists are counting on the public not being smart enough.
They want it.
To understand the founding fathers, it took them a decade to finally get the Bill of Rights and Constitution before they, even after we beat the British, and we basically had a mini civil war during that, and still it wasn't perfect. We're not perfect. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. Everybody should listen to Steven Crowder and Gerald Morgan. You can find them, and their main mothership is at Rumble, rumble.com/Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
Find all the great work they're doing on X and everywhere else. I'll just put Gerald Morgan's X account back up there for everybody as well. That's Big G, just G Morgan Jr. on X. There it is right there. Gerald, I want to thank you so much for your time and your great work. And I want to thank you for the great work you've done with Steven Crowder. I know you're a very successful businessman in your own right, your vineyards and wine brand, everything you do as an entrepreneur coming in and serving time in the fight for this country. 60-second closing comment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Alex. And listen, we appreciate, we love you too. We've been praying for you. I know you guys have been going through a lot with the move. The set looks good. You look good. You look very healthy. I love that. I want this country to succeed. And that doesn't allow for us to just act like the rest of the world doesn't exist. So there will be times that we have to go do very difficult things. We've done hard things in the past, and we will do it again. But we are fighting a battle on our shores right now that we really need to pay attention to, between the DSA with communism, with social, whatever you want to call it, this Marxist idea, and the Islamists that are in this country. And it's not the big bad boogeyman, but it is something that absolutely wants to take us out from within, using our own system against us. And we have to suit up for this fight. If we are divided and we can't get past some of the imperfections that we have seen from this president, we are not going to survive this fight. And just remember, everybody out there who's critical of President Trump, we have been too, plenty of times. Go back and look at the tape, calling balls and strikes. But don't forget, he's about to do something with extricating us from this war with Iran that every single one of you said would be impossible. He has done that over and over and over again for us, literally taking a bullet for us. Do not forget that. Put pressure on, but don't seek to destroy a man that has been standing in the gap for us for a very long time. Put it pressure on him. don't go after him and try to destroy him, because it will lead to something far worse. You're seeing it in New York right now.
Gerald, thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
All right. Now, I had an idea to do this last week. It turned into a documentary. I should have been promoting it all day long, but I had so many huge guests on, amazing broadcast, incredible job crew. This will fill the whole next hour at 6 after. It's a documentary. I don't know what else to say. A lot of stuff we've never been seen before behind the scenes. I noticed that they've taken down the full Piers Morgan interview from January 2013. And it was powerful. It was top rated. It was listed by the Vanity Fair and Hollywood Reporter as the number one clip in the ratings of 2013. It was so massive. Piers Morgan's still so pissed off at me about it. They almost threatened to kick my ass when, you know, after the interview, they cut it short. But I noticed only little clips are out there. They've hidden it. Well, the full interview, you're about to see it, with clips and history and really key stuff all around it. Rob Duda did a great job putting this together. I mean, really, it could be called the Piers Morgan, Alex Jones Second Amendment documentary. It just went live on X minutes ago at Real Alex Jones. I've pinned it to the top. Share it with everybody you know, because it's really popular. I mean, I have so many people every time I'm out in public, almost, happened like twice one day last week, the gas station and at Academy Sporting Goods. People just love this interview when I talk to him in a British accent and all the rest of it. So this documentary, it's posted exclusive. Alex Jones Reviews, the most viral video, news video of the year 2013. Below, you will see in its entirety the famous live scene interview conducted by Piers Morgan concerning the American people's right to keep and bear arms with Alex Jones. 1776, will commence schemes try to take our firearms. It is powerful. In this report, Alex Jones also extends an olive branch to Piers Morgan to come together, because I already went on a show a few years ago, and he just talked over me, for a productive interview concerning the Second Amendment and other major current events like the ongoing genocide in Gaza that he and Piers both agree on. That would be a really good interview, like he did with for 2 hours with Nick Fuentes, where they disagreed and agreed, but he didn't just keep saying, admit your battle, Sandy Hook, admit you peed on graves. It's, none of that's true. I don't want to go there, okay? I want to talk about the issues, the world, all of it. I know it would be mega viral, and it's important. So, Piers, I'd like to have a friendly interview with you, and I say that in the report. We're going to go to break. I got a little bit more news I'm going to hit in the next short segment, and then at 6 after, we're going to air this to all the radio affiliates and TV affiliates and everybody else. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, that I can't do this alone. All the products I sell are incredible because they're meant to work. They're meant to be great, so you want them again and again. I want a relationship with you. I don't want to sell you something and then it doesn't work. This stuff blows you away. The bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free. That runs till Monday. We send it till tomorrow, but it ends at noon. Buy one ultramethylene blue, get one free. There's a bunch of other big specials right now. The water filters are coming back in next week. They're about to sell out on that order that's coming in. If you want to get the new gravity fed filter, highest rated, stainless steel, all of it, get your order in right now. If you want to be sure you get shipped out to you, thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created methyl drive and power plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about power plant and methyl drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant Bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and methylene blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that power plant formula combined with the methyl drive and the methylene blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the methyl drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the power plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the methylene blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.